Do you ever wonder whether Padre Pio is still busy helping people today? Stay tuned to hear inspiring stories that I'm sure will interest you. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Hello everyone! Before we jump into today's testimonies, I want to take a moment to express my deep gratitude for the incredible support, feedback, and personal stories that you, our viewers, have shared with us. Your words of encouragement and shared experiences never cease to inspire us. Today, I'm thrilled to share a few of these extraordinary testimonies. So let's dive right in. Our first testimonial comes from Jeffrey Coombs, who shares a story of survival and the extraordinary experience that led him to Padre Pio. Listen to this. Please pray for me and my family that they may put their differences aside and come back together as a family. Also, thanks to Padre Pio for interceding for me in 2020. I was in the ICU for 32 days and hospitalized for 3 months, coming out of my coma with a vision of Padre Pio and his name on my lips. At the time, I did not even really know who Padre Pio was. The doctor said it was a miracle that I had pulled through. They did not expect me to. Amen. Jeffrey, your encounter with Padre Pio during your recovery is truly amazing. It's incredible how Padre Pio's presence had such a profound impact on you, even though you were not familiar with him at the time. Furthermore, the doctor's acknowledgement of a miracle serves as a testament to the power of Padre Pio's intervention. Thank you, Jeffrey, for sharing your incredible story with us. Now let's delve into another testimony, this time from Carl Parlatore. Let's hear about his touching experience with a priest who left an unforgettable mark on his life, possibly none other than Padre Pio himself. In 1970, I was on R&R from Vietnam in Hong Kong. I felt I needed to go to confession, so I found a church in the middle of the day and walked in. I don't recall anyone in the church. However, I saw a confessional. No one was waiting to go in, so I went in and made my confession. I could see an old priest with white hair and a beard, who spoke English with a thick European accent. He was harsh on me, totally deserved. Never had a confession like that before or since. Never forgot his face. Years later, I saw a picture of Padre Pio, and that priest in Hong Kong looked very much like him. Over 50 years later, I still remember his face and the feeling I got when he scolded me for my sins. To this day, whenever I sign anything, I use Pio as my middle name. By the way, 1970 was 2 years after Padre Pio had died. Now, I also remember a time when I went to confession and the priest was very strict with me. Although he looked nothing like Padre Pio, his severity made a lasting impression. He scolded me for not remembering the exact number of times I had committed a certain sin. I can tell you, after that encounter, I became much more aware of the number of sins I commit. As Padre Pio once said, "Fraternal rigor is worth more than all the tenderness in the world combined." Thank you, Carl, for sharing this intriguing encounter with us. Lastly, I want to acknowledge a comment we received a while back from Henry Sharp. At the time, Henry did not consider himself Catholic, but his words reflect the impact of Padre Pio's stories on people from non-Catholic backgrounds. Let's hear what Henry had to say. "Dear Following Padre Pio team, I am a searching Protestant, and I came across your channel. I must say that these stories of Padre Pio have served as an incredible encouragement to my faith. I am currently seeking the honor of becoming a spiritual son of Padre Pio. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us, God bless you all, and I will pray for you guys. Padre Pio converted many people during his earthly life, and as we can see, he still influences people through the testimonies given by those who were moved by his profound presence and miraculous intercessions. These stories have a universal appeal, attracting not only Catholics, but also individuals from various backgrounds. That's why I strongly encourage you to become a protected child of Padre Pio. You will be helping us to reach out to more and more people who need to hear these stories of Padre Pio for their spiritual benefit. By joining, your intentions will be included in Holy Masses celebrated monthly. So help us to spread Padre Pio far and wide by clicking on the link in the description below. Thank you, Henry, for sharing your honest testimony. I hope you have found your home in the Catholic Church. And thank you for listening. Please keep sending us your testimonies. They are a huge spiritual uplift for all of us. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.